A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals, hanging there, reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes, but this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, our last Sunday of the liturgical year. Next week we will gather on the first Sunday of Advent and begin again. It does seem fitting that the Church would choose to end the year on such a triumphant note, emphasizing the kingship of Christ, not only for us or for the earth, but for all of the universe. I asked my 8-year-old son this week, "Which readings do you think the Church would choose for this feast?" He pondered and then said, "Maybe when he healed someone, or when Jesus appeared to the disciples after the resurrection." I agreed. Jesus definitely seems kingly when he opens the ears of the deaf, heals the paralytic, and speaks a word to calm a storm. He is undeniably royal in the glow and triumph of the resurrection. Where does Jesus seem least kingly? Perhaps on the cross. That's, of course, what the soldiers and the crowd think, as well as the criminal hanging beside Jesus. They shout and taunt, "Save yourself if you are really the Christ of God. If you are really the king." Because isn't that what we would expect a king to do? Use the power and wealth of his office to crush his enemies, to revel in every luxury, to prove that he is king. But that is not the kingship of Jesus. Not because he couldn't. Surely the one who healed lepers and fed the 5,000 was perfectly capable of climbing down off the cross and walking unharmed through the angry crowd, just as he did in Nazareth when his neighbors wanted to throw him off of a cliff. But he doesn't. Jesus' kingship never has been about his own glory or power. His kingship has never been about saving himself. Instead, in Jesus, we witness a life poured out completely to the last breath for others. Today's second reading is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. In a hymn about the person of Jesus, Paul writes, "For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross through him, whether those on heaven or those on earth." In our world of divisions and categorizations, Paul invites us into a vision of Jesus as whole. The one in whom all the fullness was pleased to dwell. The one who takes all into himself and transforms it, reconciles it to the blood of his cross. When we proclaim Jesus as King of the entire universe, we proclaim him King in fullness, King in death as he is King in life and life everlasting, King of the vulnerable harshness of the cross, as he is king in the transcendence of the resurrection. As we come to the end of the year in the northern hemisphere, we see the seasons change. The light grows shorter and the weather colder as leaves fall and gardens enter into unseen hibernation underneath a blanket of frost. Our life follows the patterns of the seasons and the patterns of the liturgical year. And so as we come to the end again, in preparation for the beginning, the returning of the light and warmth, we proclaim Christ the King, who entered into creation, even to the ultimate brokenness of death. and in Christ even death is transformed. Theologian Sophia Cavaletti writes, "At the Last Supper, Jesus anticipates and explains the events of Calvary. What will happen on Good Friday will be the gift of his whole self. Jesus will give himself completely as an offering to the Father and to all of us. Calvary is not only a brutal, violent act. Above all else, it is a tremendous act of love. A tremendous act of violence becomes a tremendous act of love." We end our church here recalling this tremendous act of love. Jesus, the King of the universe, giving himself completely on the wood of the cross. As we enter into a new year of living and growing in faith, may we keep this paradox of kingship always ahead of us. For at the very beginning of our Christian lives, we too were anointed priest, prophet, and king. May we come to embrace the kingship of Jesus, a kingship completely poured out for others and transforming all into love.